just getting started. You're into another long set of continuous music.
World-class rock.
On Cities 97.
World-class rock.
Cities 97.
I know I got a bad reputation.
Monday's Ride Home on Cities 97. I'm BT. We're into a long set of tunes with Bob Seger on Cities 97.
Listening to the radio at work just got a little more exciting.
I can hardly stand it.
The City's 97 $5,000 Workday.
Who is this?
This is Kenneth Treecarton.
What is your City's card number?
330-3341.
All right. Well, can I call you Ken? Because I think when someone gives you $10,000, you should be on a more casual basis.
You can call me whatever you want.
Well, congratulations.
Every day during 97 at 9, City's 97 is announcing the name and City's card number of a frequent listener. Call the studio at 989-9797 within two songs. And it's a cool $5,000.
That's cool.
Not a woulda, coulda, shoulda, maybe $5,000, but a real $5,000 payoff. Now, here's where it gets interesting. If that $5,000 goes unclaimed, it rolls into the next day to become a $10,000 workday. $10,000 could grow into $15,000, $15,000 to $20,000, and so on until it lands in the pocket of a City's 97 at work frequent listener.
That's fantastic.
World class music variety throughout your workday, plus $5,000 during 97 at 9 to start your workday. Miss a day, miss a lot.
24/7.
World class rock.
City's 97.
On Cities 97, requested music from John Fogerty. Blue Moon Swamp, that CD release that brought us Blue Boy. Stand by for a Peter Gabriel traffic jam. It's coming your way in just moments on Cities 97. Your station for a frequent listener card that's unlike anything else in the Twin Cities. You take this bad boy, not only are you involved for the $5,000 workday bonus, which, by the way, is $15,000 tomorrow morning, but your frequent listener card gets you discounts on concert and theater tickets, dining out, and more. Like I said, there isn't another card like it in the Twin Cities. Right now, use your Cities 97 frequent listener card for great deals at Theatre de la Jeune Lune, Kieran's Irish Pub, Knuckleheads Comedy Club, and more. Go to the Cities 97 website, www.cities97.com, for more deals and to order your Cities 97 frequent listener card. Listening indeed has its rewards. So you're going to the Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell show this coming Friday. Join Cities 97 at Champs in Minneapolis this Friday, 5 to 7. It'll be a special Bob Dylan pre-concert party. Now, weather permitting, we'll be in the Champs Alley with live music from Kevin Bowe and the Okima Prophets. Otherwise, look for us inside Champs. We'll have tickets for the concert there, other great prizes as well. A big Bob Dylan pre-concert party from Killian's Irish Red and your concert station, The Big 97. Lyle Lovett this Friday, too. By the way, between now and 7 o'clock, you're shot to pick up Lyle tickets. That's a sold-out show. And then be in the running for that Lyle Lovett library, a complete CD Lyle-brary, we'll call it. John's got the roads right now.
Some heavy traffic. I want to make sure that the folks coming I-94 know where this is. I'm about to tell you about some pedestrians on the freeway again this afternoon.
I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
Time for the traffic jam on Cities 97 with Peter Gabriel in the spotlight. The jam brought to you today by Killian's Irish Red, one of rock music's most theatrical show people. Peter Gabriel co-founded the band Genesis under those auspices of it being an art rock theater band, and indeed it was. Complete with gigantic thematic albums and big stage shows featuring costume changes and actual characters. Peter Gabriel went solo in the late 70s and has proven to be prolific. His own concerts still serve up grandiose art and theater. His albums sell millions across the globe. His videos win big awards. He makes tons of dough. We'll do tunes on this traffic jam from the Breakthrough 85 release, the CD called So, and then a couple of tunes from some of the early albums from Peter Gabriel, the 82 release called Peter Gabriel, and his first album out of 1977. It was also self-titled. It brought us this tune, Salisbury Hill. It kicks in the jam on Cities 97.